the hot tubs anymore, folks. They all used to get together in a hot tub and sit down and solve the cities, but now they didn't.
Watch out, Scott.
No, they didn't. But anyway, but again, in these days of austerity, obviously that's something that's
important.
Well,
you used to at least go out of town somewhere to get totally away where you weren't distracted. But anyway, so we did that on a Friday afternoon and a Saturday morning. And we basically we got reports from most of the departments on where they are and what's going on to be sure we're informed. And then we had a great report from the city manager in about an hour on all the things we'd accomplished the last year. And it was very informative. We all got to discuss things in much further depth than we can in a council meeting. Go ahead, Scott. You had a question. I did.
Now, you got a facilitator who's like a guy who's a city manager someplace or had been in city government. Now, as he starts this, or what does he ask you to bring to the table as you sit down at 8 o'clock on that first morning or whatever? What does he ask you as a member of this elective body to bring to the table that day?
Well, you need to bring your concerns, your obviously ideas and attitudes, but also bring an open mind to everybody else's so you can get a lot of things out on the table, discussed, like I say, in much better detail than you can at a council meeting just because of time constraints. And it's a different format. So it lets us all communicate better. It's an open meeting. Anybody can come to it.
Right.
But you don't get a lot of people at it. But it's a great time to communicate with each other.
Now, okay, so was everything on everybody's list covered, or do y'all knock things off of everybody's list, or how does that work?
I think we pretty well knocked it all out. There was a couple of, policy issues that we didn't get to that we're going to set up another short one here pretty soon to knock those two things out.
Okay, now, all right, so all council members are there, city manager and assistant city managers
and
are there.
Most of the department heads.
And the department heads, okay.
And so, they're all there, and it's just a much better atmosphere to get actual work done versus a council meeting.
Okay, and you say you're going to have a follow-up coming up.
We will have a little follow-up sometime to do a couple of policy issues we didn't get to.
All right. Clean, green, and efficient, right?
Hey, yes, sir.
What else you got for us today?
Oh, that's about it, Scott. We're...
It's a little quiet right now, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. Yeah. And that's good. We're moving things along, and we're getting things done and working together.
All right. We'll see what we can do. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
That's Mark Connelly's the Mayor of Bryan. They're here on Alternate Wednesdays. The Mayor's Are brought to you by Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet and Aguilane Lighting Center.